Is Ebola a filovirus? Ebola and Marburg viruses are members of the Flavoridae family. Ebola and Marburg viruses cause severe disease in humans. The viral particles of Ebola and Marburg viruses contain... Well, we talked about that. This is what we're talking about. Ebola and Marburg. In addition to everything else. Why? Because you don't know if the fucking monkeys have been infected by bats or what else. A rodent feces and rodent urine. Well, isn't that a bat? I mean, I'm no scientist, but I could put two and two together here. This is the same kind of things. These mRNA viruses have been tested on, etc. The Ebola virus and the Marburg virus, is that what we're dealing with here? Let me tell you what happened. And you don't see this fucking happening. Because I've been to a number of these things, and they don't call out the dogs, like, literally, like they call out this. Let's go back to this story. Woo, it's a big one. I'm glad I checked on pain.tv before we get rolling. And we'll get to the news. But this is fucking... We're dissecting, no pun intended, we're dissecting this in a big way. Let's look at the police report. Partial data from the police report. And this is what they call calling out the dogs. It was confirmed, this is a police report, crash synopsis. It was confirmed that three monkeys became loose from the trailer, resulting from the crash. An area canvas of a wooded area was searched for three monkeys, and all three monkeys were located and recovered. Okay. Like I told you, it's all woods and farms out there. I used to stop there. That was the route I would see my girlfriend and fiance and now wife. She was out in Pittsburgh, and I was in Jersey. So, the Rutgers. Route 80 all the way across. Stop in Danville every time. Hampton Inn. Go to the bathroom. Don't tell the manager. It was back then. I think it was exit 33. I don't know. They changed all the fucking numbers of the exits. Just have them all memorized. Assisted on this scene. Think about this. Now, this is in the middle of nowhere. Okay? Very rural. So think about this. Assisted on the scene by Liberty Valley Fire Department, Liberty Valley EMS, Bresler's Garage. The boys down at Bresler's Garage got in the pickup trucks and went looking for the monkeys. The PA Game Commission, Pennsylvania State Police Aviation. When they call out the birds, right? The helicopters, you know the heat's on. The CDC was dispatched and the Pennsylvania Department of Health. That's calling out the dogs. In other words, we have a problem, Houston. And Fallon, who was a woman who was infected, one of many potentially, said she was simply showing compassion. She told the trailer driver that he's in Danville where we take care of people. Now she's the one that needs taken care of and have to have prayers and everything else. It's kind of a nightmare. Brought to you again by your fucking asshole friends at the CDC. And you wonder how many of these little experiments they're shipping all over the country and transporting all over the country. Oh, by the way, the truck driver, according to the news here, is still in the hospital. But don't worry. Everything is good because Michelle Fallon tested negative for COVID. No word yet on fucking Ebola or Marburg. Don't kid yourself if you... Oh, by the way, we're not even talking about monkeypox. That's a whole nother thing. I mean, The own CDC's own guidelines says you test the monkeys for Ebola in Marburg. That's why I wanted to stop this temporarily and put the brakes on it and come back to it, because I said, wait a minute. My spidey senses are tingling. So we started going from like a kind of a fun story, you know, the media loves, oh, the monkeys are loose, to a potentially large problem. And, you know, when you see that kind of response from everybody for three monkeys running in a fucking field, it's not just three friendly organ grinder monkeys, okay? It's a big deal. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But I think we're on the verge of some breaking news here a little bit as we dissect this, and I, for lack of a better word, I'm not trying to be some kind of biological smartass. And you can understand that they didn't have the paperwork. By the way, the CDC came in out of, and the Pennsylvania Department of Health. It looks like they didn't have their ducks in a row. And the fact that the fucking driver was nervous. Why would the driver be nervous? Oh, because he knows what the hell was going on. I don't even know, you know, you want to talk about particles and viral particles of something like Ebola or Marburg viruses. You know, is that something that's spread as a fucking, as a truck full, a shipment full of 100 monkeys from Africa? Is that something that would be spread, viral particles in the air? I don't know. These are all questions you would ask, right? Where's the media on this? Is anybody? Is anybody? I mean, hey, in all seriousness, I'm only doing this because I checked on pain.tv and I saw this. And so, you know, it should serve as a pretty good advertisement for pain.tv because this is a big fucking deal. And I'll tell you what, my experience is that it's the tip of the iceberg. They got shit like this happening all over the place. They brought it into New York, and where were they taking it? Midwest. Potential for a lot of airborne particles overnight. Truck stops. Truck drivers cruising by to the truck stop, walking by it. I think these monkeys, these monkeys are not in some heat. Maybe they are in some big heated, you know, compartments. Even makes it worse. Let's heat up the bacteria and disease. Chaos. Total chaos. Now let's move off of that. That was kind of an improv. We might have to, some of the other news the Young Bucks have put together, might have to sacrifice for that. But I think that's an important story to keep an eye on. We've been keeping an eye on Moderna stock and Pfizer stock. Moderna. And we've been doing this for a while, and we had a big hot wire about it. We'll have something big on it on Wednesday. As we bring in a Wall Street heavyweight to tell you about it, that's coming Wednesday. Be on the lookout for that. That'll be a separate show, a standalone show. Moderna stock slide continues down 2.77%. No, I'm sorry, $2.77 it. 1.73% yesterday. Pfizer continues its slide as well, down 2.37% as well. At one point yesterday, it was down big, 5%. It rebounded before the final bell rang. And so Pfizer at $51. Not too long ago, it was at $60. And Moderna at 157. So that is a 36% decline in Moderna the past month. And a 12.9% decline in Pfizer the last month. The word on the street is out. We'll talk about that. It's tomorrow, right? Talk about it tomorrow. Not today. That'll be a standalone podcast we'll release Wednesday night before, I think, you know, something like that. An interview that I think you folks will find very fascinating. Now, where the hell are we? I'm having fun tonight. I like doing stuff on the fly, sticking and moving. But hey, we are taking the text from the regulation and guidelines for transportation of research animals by the Department of Transportation, the USDOT, and the CDC. And it's in their own words. Did I say Fish and Wildlife also responded to that? I saw that in a police report. It looks like that this was maybe like a rogue transportation thing. But it doesn't even matter whether all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed. If you're transporting monkeys from Africa and there's been no inspection at the port, no tests, blood tests, whatever. Let me tell you about the CDC. They put a clamp, a total clamp in June 2003. The transportation of all African rodents into the United States because of concerns about monkeypox. What about monkeys who have ingested or been in contact with rodent urine and feces, as we described, or infected by rodents, bitten by bats, right? You can still import them, but you can't import the rodents because of monkeypox. Let's do a quick little lookup of monkeypox just for the hell of it. I mean, this is like a real problem. And you can understand how these assholes have no problem spreading things around. Monkeypox is an infectious disease caused by monkeypox virus. It can occur in certain animals and humans. Symptoms begin with fever, headache, muscle pain, swollen lymph nodes, and feeling tired. It's followed by a bad rash that forms blisters and crusts over. How do you stop monkeypox? You won't believe this. You have to take a smallpox vaccine. Monkeypox virus causes a disease that is similar to smallpox, but it has a lower death rate, although could have just as a vicious rash as smallpox. It's nice that it has a lower death rate. Variation of the virus has been observed, isolates from Central Africa, Eastern Africa, where strains are more virulent than those from Western Africa. Oh, where's Mauritius at? Let's look that up. I know where it's at. It's not in Western Africa. Let's get the map. It's a little island off the eastern coast of Africa. Get the fuck out. Like to know what the hell goes on over there. It's a little island. You can't make this up. Virus can spread both from animal to human and from human to human. Infection from animal to human can occur via an animal bite or by direct contact with an infected animal's bodily fluids. The virus can spread from human to human by both droplet respiration and contact with an infected person's bodily fluids. Incubation period is 10 to 14 days. Look the fuck out for the next week over there in Danville. Primarily found in Central Africa. Discovered in monkeys in 1958 and humans in 1970. Of course, that's just monkeypox. That's not Marburg virus. That's not all the other things. Ebola. But don't worry. If you ask Fauci, you'd be, chicken, smallpox, is that like, it's just like chicken pox. This is what you're dealing with. Has anybody from the national media asked the CDC about this? No. The monkeys are back in town again, not the boys. This sounds like a job for the FBI. You can see them in the woods tracking down these primates. No, they're too busy. Look at that poisonous monkeys. I call the FBI. Not going to investigate the CDC. It's part of the cartel. These guys are definitely in cover-up mode. Folks, keep an eye on that stock market today, the volatility index. It indicates there could be some very interesting things going on in the market today. And in the pre-market, which is by the time you listen to this, will be up and running. Or the results thereof will be evident by the time you listen to this before the market opens tomorrow. And again, Wednesday we'll have a Wall Street guru on here to dish some dirt on what's going on with the scamdemic. Very enlightening. Buoys a lot of things we've said, but also some unique perspectives. That's what it's all about. I'll tell you, the numbers don't look good. But let's keep an eye on it, see what happens. It bounced back, market bounced back. Look, this is like the last glue holding it all together. This thing goes, chaos will ensue, for sure. And so a lot of people are very nervous. Even that dope Jim Cramer today tweeted, "This is not a panic. No time to panic." Oh, he's like Kevin Bacon from Animal House. Remain calm. All is well. You gotta listen to Jim fucking Cramer. I love when multimillionaires and billionaires like Warren Buffett tell you it's not time to panic when you're worried about putting fucking food on the table. Somebody like Jim Cramer or Warren Buffett telling you it's not time to panic. They're not even in the same goddamn league. They're certainly not talking to the mom and pop investor out there whose 401k and their retirements are plugged into this. Their threshold for panic is much different than yours. But remember, if you lose your money, all the better for them. So be careful of who's telling you not to panic. And as opposed to keeping a watchful eye on what's going on. Anybody tells you, don't panic, probably doesn't have your best interests in mind and probably doesn't understand or not allowed to report what's really happening in the market. So a lot of folks I know are mentioning the word crash. I'm not going to try to light a fire one way or another. Just keep an eye on it. And some folks I know have their finger on the trigger to get out if need be. So, but don't worry about the, you might get lucky. You might get bitten by a poisonous monkey. I'll tell you this, and the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services, they fucking came in fast with that letter. An hour or so after this happened, they came out with that letter to first responders. That is big. These hobos, they don't do anything that fast except drink a liquid lunch. Let's see what the Young Bucks. Well, that was a good stop by Pain.TV and on the Pain.TV app. And we, you know, there's fantastic banter going back and forth about that as well. Where the shipment might have been headed in the Midwest. I mean, there's really smart people out here. I learned a lot. We just all learned a lot. I took a nugget and I did a spin on it. And active spin on the fly. Of course, there's a lot of wing monkeys we also have to keep an eye on coming out of these so-called regulatory agencies. There's some intel on here about what's going on in Ukraine. Really good analysis. And it goes back and forth. It's just do a whole show on this. We just almost did a whole show on this. I mean, that CDC thing's a big deal. It really is. So you understand that they're not just deceiving you on a regular basis. It's not you personally. It's just a way of doing business. Endangering you. Why would you expect anything different when they've done the equivalent of putting in a mystery serum into your body? Who cares about a couple wild monkeys that can basically fucking spark a contagion? One monkey, you understand? One person who's infected can infect through the chain of the people they meet, associate with, and the symptoms don't show up for 14 days. Right on par with Ebola. I'm not saying these monkeys had Ebola, but how do we know that they didn't? You're going to take the CDC's word for it? Get the fuck out of here. Why is the driver still in the hospital? What does he have? What does the driver have? Why is he still in the hospital? What was he being treated for in the first place? What do his blood samples look like? You can't even make it up, folks. We don't even have to make it up. You're free to research that on your own. We laid out a pretty good roadmap of what's happening. It looks like we tripped across another underbelly of the CDC endangering you, and how they endanger many people, obviously. They endanger first responders by not having the proper documentation on board to say, hey, these monkeys have been exposed with XYZ in Africa. Wouldn't this make sense? Think about this. See, this is why the government is so full of shit. This is the same kind of thing that happened when I dissected, and other folks came in at the tail end. But when I dissected this chemical company explosion, one mistake after another of things, shortcuts and things like that, that ended up in a number of people dying and fucking kids being left without fathers and mothers, etc. People maimed, people burned beyond recognition. Local residents with respiratory disease, etc. Massive problem. But it was a breakdown. It was a breakdown of procedure, of government. OSHA, of course, fucked up. That's why I laugh when people say, OSHA's going to enforce vax. Get the fuck out of here. It's a joke. If the CDC says you have to quarantine the animals for 31 days to prevent against disease, to see, pretty much to see which ones die, and then they'll run tests on them, right? Why don't they do that at port? Why don't they do that at a facility at port? It comes in to the country from Africa. They go right to the CDC facility where they are quarantined. And after 31 days, after the all clear, then they're shipped out. No, not the CDC. They ship them out right away. They don't fucking care. You understand? It's more proof that they don't care. I'll tell you one thing. If you start seeing Ebola breakout or Marburg virus, we know the source. We fucking know the source. And I'll tell you, when you look at that response, there's serious concern there. You don't see that kind of response that fast. Ever. From Health and Human on a fucking Friday? These guys are at least halfway into a bottle of Grey Goose, but... Oh, Jesus. What kind of videos, other videos do we have? I mean, I don't even know if we're going to get to these. Well, let's listen to another bullshit and bullshitter from under the umbrella of Health and Human Services to help drive home the point of what I'm saying. Let's go to the videotape. This is Fauci. Before the vaccines came out, Mr. COVID, Captain COVID, before the vaccines came out, saying how the vaccines would be rolled out and how they would be prepped and how they would be researched. Now, the audio is not exactly great, but it doesn't matter. It's accurate, and it's him. So let's go to the video and listen and contrast it with the way things have been since then. I mean, these guys, you can't believe at all. Let's go to the videotape.
20 years ago, and it was for any vaccine that we wanted to make. You would say a vaccine from the time you start to the time it's approved to be safe and effective is several years, 5, 6, 7 years. That's unacceptable for now. So what happened is that as soon as we got the sequence of the virus from the Chinese, we pulled it out of the public database and stuck the gene into a vaccine platform and worked on it literally within a day of when it came out. 65 days later, namely 2 days ago, we gave the first injection to a normal volunteer for a phase one trial to see if it's safe. That's the fastest that's ever been done. That's the good news. The challenging news is that even at that rocket speed, it's going to take a few months to show that the initial safety is okay. Then you go into a phase two trial, which instead of involving 45 people, which we have in the phase one trial, it involves hundreds if not thousands of people. That will take another 6 to 8 months to even know if it works. So at the fastest we can go, it's going to take a year to a year and a half to know if we have a vaccine that we can use. There's another element to safety, and that is if you vaccinate someone and they make an antibody response and then they get exposed and infected, does the response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? And the only way you'll know that is if you do an extended study, not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely.
Well, there you have it. More lies. Hey, but what do you expect when you take your marching orders and you're a puppet of this maniac, Bill Gates? Let's go back to the videotape. I mean, you can't. This is a hell of a 1-2 punch.
I want to wish everyone in China a very happy Lunar New Year. Just as the tiger symbolizes vitality and health, our foundation has continued to work over this past year. The recent troubling and highly contagious Omicron variant means the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over. Since the onset of the pandemic, China has worked hard to not only contain the virus, but also contributed to closing the equity gap by supporting other countries with many different supplies, including great vaccines. I'm hopeful that by the end of this new year, the COVID pandemic will largely be over. I was also thrilled to hear the news that in June, that the WHO had recognized China's remarkable success in defeating malaria, declaring the country officially free from the disease. So, like many of you, I believe the world can become better, and I know that innovation and collaboration are key to getting there. I look forward to once again being able to travel to China to see all of you and this work in person. But for now, have a wonderful holiday and a very healthy and happy new year.
So make sure you keep your eye on the president calling a reporter a name and not a truckload of crazy fucking primates. Could be carrying the stuff we said. I mean, this could be a big deal. Or the fact that the guy that's guiding the vaccine response, etc., in this country, I just did a video you just watched. You can't even explain it. Fucking one of the richest men in the world groveling like a piss boy to the Chinese. Where do you think this is going? We thank the Chinese for their incredible leadership. For what? For helping the U.S. cook up this stuff? Not this stuff. That's never even been proven. Oh, there's plenty of other stuff. There's plenty of other stuff. Biological warfare, etc. We won't even talk about these viruses. Supposed viruses, I'll say. I haven't seen anything isolated. We're supposed to take the government's word for anything? Fuck that, man. I ain't fucking doing that. And you just see for yourself where the news takes people. Peter Ducey slash Joe Biden, name calling. Okay, big fucking deal, like I said. It will be a big deal when Biden really lets stuff slip. He better do it on a tape delay or something. Because if it goes live, you're going to really get to see the kind of cognitive menace you're dealing with. On top of a racist, that could really, really give a lot of problems to the White House. But still, that's name calling. What about this stuff that's going on? Pay no attention to the fact. You know, I did the same thing. This actually reminds me on the fly of, to be honest with you, I don't even care if we get to the other stories. This reminds me of on the fly of when I went undercover in Newark Airport and found out that they weren't scanning any luggage, and I breached every fucking form of security. I was on the tarmac. I was in cockpits. I didn't work there.